All right, everyone, episode 155 of the 580 Show. This is going to be a super, super quick one. Just myself and Dante, we're on to day three at OSG. Unfortunately, I'm just a spectator today. This weekend was absolutely awesome. I met or exceeded every goal I had. I ended in 13th, only three total points out from making the finals. And we'll talk about it a lot more next week because it's just crazy weekend. There's so much. It was hard to even find a place to film. I just want to say thank you to the couple people that came up to us throughout the weekend and said they liked the 580 Show. That really fires us up, and it just makes the podcast feel worth it. So really, really appreciate you people. I will say just initial thoughts from OSG. It is awesome. For weight class athletes especially, this is by far the pinnacle, in my opinion. I know, Dante, you didn't compete, and you were able to be backstage with me, like, with the coaches pass a little bit.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's like a surreal experience. Like, I was, like, just walking the tunnel, like, wow, this would be cool if I was competing.
Yeah, like, I saw something snap in you, and you're like, man, I want to compete here.
Yeah, actually, my press instantly improved 100 pounds, so I'll be able to compete here.
But, man, Lynn and his team do such an amazing job, and, yeah, they're long days, but I'll say for the first time as an athlete, they were long days that I didn't mind because – I was treated like an athlete. The logistics, just everything, top to bottom, is so cool here. How they do the arena up. You know, the rules are super in-depth and well thought out. And just everything. And, you know, one thing that I thought was very interesting is I was very nervous about the warm-up room because, you know, you're getting to a higher level and there may be people that you've looked up to or watched or, you know, whatever in your class or other classes. And I will say this weekend with like 300 and almost 400 athletes, give or take, the warm-up room was the friendliest warm-up room ever. And I just thought that was like super unique because the higher up you get, like I think people, they've done all the levels so they understand, like, let everyone work in, be nice. So just everything, the athletes and the accommodations, like we have an awesome hotel directly across the street, like half a block away, that's super nice. You can come to and from the venue. You have time between your events, you can go sleep there. Everything was perfect. So we just want to hop on. We never miss a Sunday episode of the 580 Show, 155 weeks, so we're not going to miss this week. But what were your thoughts? Anything? I mean, you were pretty busy this week running around.
Yeah, me and Julia were working, helping the hospital guys out, and they did pretty well because they did the comp shirts and everything. But I was also able to film some stuff, which you guys will see in a mini vlog I'll put out sometime this week probably. But I don't know, just as a spectator, I thought it was very cool. They have the live stream up on the big screen, so you can kind of see like what the live stream people were watching back home. So they obviously had a good picture of the show as well. But I don't know, just being here as a spectator, you know, seeing there's a lot of booths, a lot of stuff that you know, get to meet athletes. This is a cool experience. Josh pretty much covered it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to say was, before we wrap it up, Mitchell Hooper, I will never root against him in my life again. He is probably the nicest guy, but if you didn't get to watch the live stream or you weren't at OSG, the Go Rec Survival Challenge, which was probably the most strenuous to work as a volunteer, he loaded, unloaded, and reset and cheered for every single athlete in his lane, which was almost 100 different athletes. And it was two implements per lane. So he did like 200 plus implements, cheered, took the backpacks off, put the backpacks back in the warm-up room, did it all with a smile on his face. Like, I didn't have respect for Mitchell Hooper. I had a ton of respect for him as an athlete, but it's even cooler when you meet someone like that and they're so nice and just helping grow the sport. So I told him that, you know, when I got the brief opportunity to talk to him, but that was so cool. And that was another highlight. They, all the pros and guys that were pros, like, Nick Best and everyone like that. They're so nice when you come around and meet them too. So This is such a surreal experience. I'm already excited for next year. Hopefully I can make it back. And, like I said, we'll talk about it a lot more in depth and organized. My brain's all over the place. I'm sore. I want to go home. But we'll see you guys next week for 156.
Peace.
See you guys.
Good.